Date Examinations Commission. Leaving Certificate Applied 2013. Social Education. Section A. Oral Test. You will hear a recording of a report. This report focuses on the issue of cannabis use. There are two parts to this report. After hearing each part of the report, you will be given time to answer the questions as instructed. First, playing. You will hear the entire report. This will give you a general idea of what the report is about. Second, playing. You will hear only part one. Listen carefully, as you will hear this only once. After this playing, you will be given time to answer questions 1 to 5. Third playing. You will hear only part 2. Again, listen carefully, as you will only hear this once. After this playing, you will be given time to answer questions 6 to 9. Fourth playing. You will hear the entire report. You should then answer question 10, which will be spoken on the recording, after which you will be given time to write your answer. You will now hear the full report. There is space for notes in your answer book.
My name is Patrick, and I work in St. Joseph's Drug Treatment Centre. In the past, people who attended for treatment had problems with heroin and cocaine. Today, however, Ireland's fastest growing problem drug is cannabis, and in particular, skunk. Skunk is a stronger form of cannabis, containing more THC than traditional forms of the drug. THC is the psychoactive ingredient in cannabis. Greater amounts of THC makes this drug more powerful and pleasurable, but also increases the risk of doing damage. Figures from the Health Research Board showed that among new cases for treatment, cannabis overtook heroin in 2010 as the most common problem drug. Most of our clients are aged between 18 and 20 years of age. They say cannabis has become the most popular drug on the streets. Today I spoke with Louise, who is 18. She describes getting whiteies, that is, turning white and getting sick after smoking cannabis. Sometimes cannabis makes her totally paranoid, but none of that stops her using it. She's on a FOSS course and spends most of her €200 a week on cannabis. Louise believes that each bag of weed should come with a warning like a packet of cigarettes, because it messes up your head. I know not all cannabis users react in the same way. Some will smoke cannabis and get away with it, and there won't be much of an impact. But everyone that smokes cannabis is taking a chance.
We need to dispel the myth that smoking cannabis is somehow a safe pastime. Research has shown that there is an increased risk of cancer for cannabis smokers. This is because when smoking cannabis, a person inhales more deeply and holds it longer than tobacco smokers. Because of this, the toxins stay in the body for longer. An analysis of samples seized by the guards have shown that the levels of THC have doubled in the last 20 years. THC, the psychoactive ingredient, has been linked to serious health problems, such as increased risk of heart attack. With regard to mental health, people who have an inherited predisposition to depression or schizophrenia and are heavy cannabis users are 6 times more likely to trigger these conditions. A recent study from New Zealand has found that cannabis can lower the IQ of young teenagers and may cause permanent mental damage. The study found that regular users suffered an average 8-point decline in IQ, These users experienced significantly more attention and memory problems than non-users. This study was carried out on men and women who started using cannabis at a young age and continued using the drug regularly for more than 20 years. It showed that quitting the drug prevented further damage, but it did not undo the damage done to those who had started smoking cannabis as teenagers. Parents, governments, public representatives and teachers should be warning society, especially teenagers, of the dangers of cannabis use. The problem is they may not listen.
You will now hear part one of the report. Please read questions 1 to 5. You have 1 minute.
My name is Patrick, and I work in St. Joseph's Drug Treatment Centre. In the past, people who attended for treatment had problems with heroin and cocaine. Today, however, Ireland's fastest growing problem drug is cannabis, and in particular, skunk. Skunk is a stronger form of cannabis, containing more THC than traditional forms of the drug. THC is the psychoactive ingredient in cannabis. Greater amounts of THC makes this drug more powerful and pleasurable, but also increases the risk of doing damage. Figures from the Health Research Board showed that among new cases for treatment, cannabis overtook heroin in 2010 as the most common problem drug. Most of our clients are aged between 18 and 20 years of age. They say cannabis has become the most popular drug on the streets. Today I spoke with Louise, who is 18. She describes getting whiteies, that is, turning white and getting sick after smoking cannabis. Sometimes cannabis makes her totally paranoid, but none of that stops her using it. She's on a FOSS course and spends most of her €200 a week on cannabis. Louise believes that each bag of weed should come with a warning like a packet of cigarettes, because it messes up your head. I know not all cannabis users react in the same way. Some will smoke cannabis and get away with it, and there won't be much of an impact. But everyone that smokes cannabis is taking a chance.
Please answer questions 1 to 5 now. You have 10 minutes. You have 5 minutes left.